Happy New Year, happy holidays. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas and a fantastic New Year's and a great year of 2024. Welcome to the Free Modded Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And today we are going to be recapping our year of 2024. What a year for music. And before I get into that, let me just introduce myself if this is your first time on the podcast. I am your host, Nathan Weiss. I am a music composition major here at Fort Hays State University with an emphasis in audio production. I write music, I compose, I even mix and master for some other artists as well, and I also arrange for various amounts of different pop music, as that is something that I'm going to go into later on in my life. And we record right here in the beautiful campus of Fort Hays State University, ladies and gentlemen, in either Hammond Hall or Molloy Hall. And today I'm in the Molloy Hall just all by myself, just talking about a fantastic year of music that we've been having, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're going to be doing today is, this is probably one of my favorite episodes, if we continue to do this every year, is just a beautiful recap musically, even some pop culture, even of just the whole entire year in general. And today I am just so excited to talk about this because there is just a lot to go over for this year. I mean, like, specifically some things for me more so. I'm not going to be talking about, here's a disclaimer here, and here's the gimmick. I'm not going to be talking about anything that was a huge pop hit like Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, you know, even the Kendrick Lamar beef that was going on with Drake, or even just Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan. I mean, like those things like that, like major pop stuff, I will not be talking about. I will be mostly talking about the stuff that I listened to this year and the things that I want to share with you guys. And even, yeah, it's just like a recommendation of something that you guys could listen to going into 2025. So, with that being said, I am so excited to talk about these things today because I've been wanting to talk about these things. And real quick before we get into it, for the next episode, which I'll go ahead and let you know now, we are going to be talking about my album from last July called Third Power and what it's about and what the motive is and what's going to happen moving forward. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into the recap. All right, so the first thing we're going to be talking about here with our major topic of 2024 is what genre stood out the most to me. This is very controversial for myself just because, like, I've listened to so many genres over the last 4 years of just being at college and discovering new music. I mean, outside of, like, the classical compositions and the romantic period and all these other things that I've been doing, like, in school, in terms of what I've been listening to, like, just on Spotify or even sometimes on YouTube when people send me stuff, I think, honestly, the genre that sticks out the most to me, and it just kind of has been the last couple years, is just kind of the triangle here of indie rock, pop, and folk. It's so interesting because it's like, in 2016, I was just listening to like the same three artists, you know, just in you know, early middle school, or late middle school, early high school. Like, I was just religiously listening to like the same guy over and over, that being John Billion, Logic, and then like John Mayer, like Imagine Dragons. Like, I just had like this weird circle of artists that I was listening to that just didn't make sense to anyone. But now that I'm getting into genres and not focusing on just like specifically artists or albums or anything, just going on Spotify and just listening to like radios of like indie rock, indie pop and folk, and even some Technica. We went to a Starfucker concert back in July, which I was super excited to go to, and I went and it was just amazing. Like the discotheque, you know, the indie synth going on, it was just so awesome and so amazing to listen to. But yeah, I just think indie rock, pop, and folk just stuck out the most to me. And in terms of artists, I will say, like Still Woozy dropped an album this year that was, it was pretty good in my opinion. I mean, like a lot of, it wasn't one of his most listened to things that he has dropped, but there are definitely some good ones on there, like Shot Put, Again, and Rita Carlo. Like, those are probably like my three favorite off of his new album. And going into kind of the folk scene-ish, my fiance showed me Noah Kahan last year, and last year being 2023. So let's just say that our mind is in 2024 right now still. But she showed me Noah Kahan in 2023. She was super obsessed with it. It was to a point where, like, I hated it. I hated listening to his music. But when I sat down and just listened to it myself, more specifically the album Stick Season, before he dropped Stick Season, Well, I'll Be Here Forever, with some additional songs, I just kind of sat down and I just listened to it, and I was just like, you know, this is very, you know, this is very, like, you know, Northeast Coast music, like very, you know, New England, Maine, you know, because that's literally where he's from, very Boston type of music. And then, like, I also compare it to, like, the state of Washington, where there are these mountains and forest trees and just like that. This is that granola girl music. And, you know, it's very aesthetic. And so I got into Noah Kahan a little bit last year, and we even went to his concert in Kansas City, and oh my goodness, the guy just knows how to perform. And so, like, that's when I start to really think that, you know, he's not popular in the pop sense, like, at all. Like, this guy's got his own thing and his own specific type of audience. You know, it's not just like, oh, people who listen to Taylor Swift love this guy, or people listen to, like, Chappell Roan and like all these huge artists. Like the audiences are just so specific nowadays, and I love it. And especially for this guy. This guy has great audience, this guy has great music, and honestly, the album Stick Season was really good to listen to last year when I really needed it. And his music, like, I kind of relate to a little bit. There are some songs I can relate to. I'm not gonna say which ones, but it's just like, those are the types of songs that really hit at home. So if my fiance is listening to this, be proud that I'm mentioning Noah Kahan on this 2024 recap, because the dude had a very successful year in terms of music. I mean, like, I looked at his Spotify numbers and stuff, and dude, he just keeps getting better every year. So another artist to mention in the kind of the indie rock and almost folk as well, as many people know that this is my favorite band right now, and it is The Brook and the Bluff. They just dropped an EP after saying goodbye to a bass player named Fred, who I am very sad that he's gone now. But, well, not like dead or anything, but he just moved on to do his own thing, and, like, literally, us fans of them cannot be more proud of him, honestly, because this is something that he's been wanting to do. But they dropped an EP called This Could All Go Nowhere, and it's just a 5-song EP that really just continues to reemphasize why I love indie rock folk so much. Like, they got kind of that blues rockish, you know, type of John Mayer feel, and I've just been so stuck to that ever since. And I just absolutely love their music. So you guys should definitely go check out Still Woozy's newer album, and definitely listen to Noah Kahan and The Brook and the Bluff. So yeah, those are the kind of three main artists that I was listening to over the last year, and that really just kind of put a lot of emphasis on this genre. And there are many other artists too. Like, I really emphasize this. I'm going to emphasize this when I say this. You guys should definitely just listen to Spotify radios of specific genres. Don't just stick to the same artists. Spread your knowledge on the genre and the music, because there are so many artists out there that are just like the ones that you're listening to. I'm going to emphasize that till the day I die. Like, listen, just go out and explore new music. Just explore new music. It's such a difference maker. And the overall aesthetics that you're getting from this indie rock, pop, and folk, you're getting, like, I just got, like, this psychedelic feeling every time I'm listening to this music. It's very moving music, and it's just all around vibey. And it's stuff that you can just wrap yourself in a blanket, sit next to a campfire, and just listen to this comforting music. There's comforting music all around, people. I mean, like, I want to go in, eventually on the podcast, I want to go into topics of, like, music therapy and talk about how, like, this certain artist could possibly relate to you if you're going through this. I think that'd be something that's kind of cool. So yeah, those are the kind of three main genres that stood out to me the most. I guess I'm just going to say indie in general. The indie music industry has just been nailing it every year because so many artists with so many potential to be even in the pop scene, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I think Still Woozy can continue to spread himself out there. And even artists like Dayglow, for instance, like he dropped an album last year, I think, or that was 2023. But just like so many of these artists that are making these indie pop records, they have so much potential to just nail it one day being top 10. And I've seen that with a lot of artists, trust me. So yeah, those are the genres that kind of stood out to me the most this year in terms of, you know, what really piqued my interest and what really that I could relate to and just vibe with and just relax with. And that is just what I was going for in 2024. And 2024 was just a great year in general for me. And the fact that this music was just involved in it just meant the absolute world to me, seriously. And so with that, before I move on to the next topic, I want you guys to share with me personally on my socials. That's Nathan J. Weiss on Instagram, NathanJWeis on Instagram. You guys can DM me, you know, or, you know, if you have me on my like other personal stuff, like text message or like Snapchat or anything like that, text me what genres you would like me to listen to and get into. And maybe I can talk about those, because eventually, yes, I'm going to hit a line where I'm like, okay, maybe I should talk about this genre because it's been piquing my interest lately. But, you know, the sooner you guys send me that stuff, the sooner I can just throw it on this podcast and start talking about it and, you know, how much I feel about it. Cause like, seriously, like that's something I want to get into a little more as I'm, you know, writing and just discovering new music. So with that, let's go ahead and move on to what is the album that stood out the most this year. So we're going to be talking about albums that were released in 2024. There are three today that I want to talk about that stood out the most to me. The first one that I want to talk about, I'm going to kind of work backwards on my list here that I have on my iPad, is World Music Radio by John Batiste. This album is technically a 2023 album, but it was dropped in December or November of 2023. One of the two. But basically, I use that to carry it in to 2024 because I think like the spring semester of 24, this album was like the road trip album for me because it is an album that has so many different cultures in it. John Batiste nailed it on this thing. And he even got my boy John Bellion in there, you know, with some other songs. Like there's one with Lil Wayne in it. I think it's called, yeah, it's Uneasy. And then he's got him on this like second song on there, like basically first song on there called Rain Dance. You know, he got John Bellion to produce and write a little bit on this whole entire album. And it was just so cool. And oh my goodness, Worship is such a good song. Worship is such a good song. If you like that Jamaican and like South African type of vibe of like instrumentation and just like that, this congregation type of feel, you will absolutely love this, love this song. You'll love the whole album, honestly. And my favorite song on there is definitely Uneasy with Lil Wayne, because like when you're listening to this beat, you can tell that John made it, John Bellion made it, which many know, it's my favorite artist. Like just that, you know, just like, you guys are going to hear me beatbox on this podcast a lot, but just like the beat and flow, everything is so laid back and in the pocket that it just feels at home for me. So that's why that song was kind of like my number one off that album. But John Batiste is such a lyrical genius, and he's such a jazz guy too, a jazz and blues guy. Like there's a YouTube video out there right now where he is, he's like creating melodies to songs that he's never even heard of before, like on a piano, or he's improvising jazz into pop music. I think that's what it is. And he's just like, oh, okay. I hear the progression now. So I'm gonna just play this, this, and this. And just like the overall creativity this man has is just so, it's just so down to earth. And it's just, I mean, he's down to earth, but like his creativity is just so beautiful, and I love it. So you guys should definitely go check out World Music Radio. It was released in 2023, but I decided to carry it over in 2024 because I listened to this album like a lot. I mean, the dude is just so creative, and you are just able to relate to it and feel it. You can imagine it, just everything that's going on. The next album is one of my favorite rappers. I hardly talk about rap in a lot of my conversations with people because I hardly listen to it, but there's a guy that I've been listening to like all my life, ever since my friend Logan showed me him. His name's Logic. one of the most controversial rappers in the industry, you know, a guy that's hated a lot, but a guy that's also loved a lot. And I am a guy that loves him very much, despite, you know, the negativity that he receives. The guy just knows how to step over that hump and just nail a record. Like, this guy is just so motivational. And so if you're a true Logic fan, you probably know which album I'm talking about that dropped this year. Ultra 85 is something that we've been waiting on for a long, long time. Like the Quentin Thomas and Kai and just like the whole story that was from The Incredible True Story, the album back in 2015. Everybody's been waiting for this album for a long time. And thank goodness he got off of Def Jam to make this album, because I felt like there was just so much pressure for other things for him. And that's why he was holding this album back for so long. It's just like, it's just so good to finally hear it. And so then when I remember when he dropped it, you know, I remember the hype. I saw the album art and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. I can't wait to hear this. It dropped. I listened to Paul Rodriguez, the eight minute like skit and rap, pretty much. I was just like, this album's gonna be freaking great. And just based off of this 8 minute rap, like, dude just went off for 8 minutes. And then I want to talk about my favorite song on there. It's called Favela, which is a reference to a map from Modern Warfare 2. Favela is by far my favorite track on that album, because the beat and just the ebb and flow of the whole thing is just so smooth. And I love in the beginning when Quentin Thomas is like, take 113. Yep. In comes Thomas. Here we go. And then this Logic just goes all out. There's a specific lyric. Just give me 1 second. I need to find it on here. it made me crack up because of how good it is. And it's not on Spotify. He doesn't have the lyrics on Spotify yet. But it's like, I remember the PS3 days, Modern Warfare 2 at the favela when grenades was getting thrown back, and then it was like, at the favela, that was my place from escape when I was scrubbing floors like Cinderella. And I was just like, dude, what the heck? I was like, that's just like, that's so relatable, because it's like, you know, whenever I wanted to get away from everything, I just went and played video games, like literally just to get my mind off everything. So like, I was like, damn, like I relate to that shit. Like, that's like crazy. So yeah, Ultra 85, like a lot of people were just like, the reason why it doesn't feel right to a lot of people is just because of how late it was released and how modern and current it sounds. Everyone was expecting this like exact replication of The Incredible True Story, which in my honest opinion, I hear it though. I genuinely do. I mean, like Deja Vu is, I think it's a reference to Fade Away. Well, it's not reference. It's literally like the exact same beat, just reversed, I think. If you listen to it, you'll understand it. But yeah, Ultra 85, dude. Logic, good job, dude. This album was a solid 10 out of 10 for me. I don't care what anyone says. Like, that album was just so good. The skits in it were perfect. The storyline that he's got going on. Like, I can't wait to read his novel Babel on there. And I was talking about Ultra 85 and just the whole, you know, true story, the whole story that's going on. Like, I just cannot wait to just sit down and read it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 85 was just amazing. Okay, so on to the third album now. This one came a little late. I started listening to this in September, like late August and early September. This was just a weird recommendation that popped up on my Spotify, and it was just like, here's like a new artist or recommendation that we have for you. I noticed this album called The Sugar Machine by Slender Bodies. If you don't know who Slender Bodies is, they're very relatively small, kind of like, how do I even describe them? No, I'm gonna just like they're in the indie, you know, section of genres here. It's just so hard to explain because I love it so much that I don't know how to describe it. The Sugar Machine is this imaginative, psychedelic, melancholy, mahogany, teak wood feel. It is so weird. If you guys listened to the previous podcast with Ariana, her and I were talking about this album, and I had this weird like imagination effect going on where I was just like this is what the album is pictured in my head. I was just like, it was like a, like you're in like this brown box and like leaves are falling and you got lamps in these corners and stuff, like just this weird thing going on. And I was just like, the imaginary, you know, thing that's going on in my head, it's so hard to explain because it's so good. So enough yapping. The Sugar Machine by Slender Bodies is probably by far my album of their year. Late, literally, because like I almost don't even want to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it to you guys. But it's just like there's just so many different feelings you get from this music. It's definitely within like the indie rock pop more so. And it kind of has a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock, pop, and folk together, but just a lot more modernized and a lot more tech going on in it. And when you watch these guys perform live, they just have two guitars and a drum. Like, that's it. And they kind of play over their tracks a little bit, but the energy is just so there. And like, I picture one of my favorite animes, like Demon Slayer. Like, I can, when I was listening to this album, it was when I started watching Demon Slayer back in like early August. And like, just listening to Demon Slayer watching Demon Slayer and listening to this album, I started throwing them in together, and I just felt like this weird amount of adrenaline just rushing through me, because like you listen to the music and it fits so much with the show for some reason. And so it's like I kept having these weird imaginations with the music that's going on in this album, because you can color paint it so easily. Like, at least to me, because I can color paint this album like within a click, because it's like, you know, I'm a guy with perfect pitch, and I memorize key signatures and memorize like time signatures, even like that's what's weird, but I do. And it's like this album has just so many different things going on. There's not a single song on this album that sounds the same to anything that I've listened to. So I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to talk about instrumentation or anything. I just want you guys to go listen to this album. It is called The Sugar Machine by Slender Bodies. No space in between Slender and Bodies. Just Slender Bodies. That's all I'm going to say. So, in terms of albums that dropped this year, those are the three that stood out to me the most. And it was just a good time to listen to albums that have like a good story to it. You know, if you like listening to albums chronologically, these are the three albums that I suggest to you: The Sugar Machine, Ultra 85, and World Music Radio. And with that, we're going to take a little break here, take a little water break, and then we'll be right back. And we are back from our little water break that we had to take. Sorry, I'm getting a little parched here, just talking about how awesome of a year this was in terms of music. So now we're going to move on to the song of the year, and I'm going to kind of make this a little short. I won't get too descriptive with these songs, because one of them in particular I've already talked about on a separate podcast. And there's another song in here that I've also talked about on the previous podcast. And there are three songs. So we've had three albums now. Here's the three songs that stuck out to me the most in terms of how I was able to relate to it on a personal basis. You know, the vibes and just the instrumentation, just the lyricism, just everything. I'm going to be talking about that with these three songs and, you know, just brief, quick summarizations of these. So the first song is called Sunny Eyed by Slender Bodies, and in parentheses it says anymore, just because, you know, you hear anymore, you know, like over and over, But this is the song off of the album called Sugar Machine, and this is my favorite song on the whole album. And like this is that indie rock and folk mix that comes in together that it puts a smile on your face when you're listening to it because of how tender their lead singer's voice is. Like, he is so I don't even know his name because I haven't even dove terribly deep into like who they are. It's basically two guys that run the whole thing, but just how melancholy, how sentimental this song is. It is so soothing. You guys should definitely go listen to it. It's called Sunny Eyed. E-Y-E-D, as in like, you know, your eyeball. But it's just like, I don't even know how to describe the lyrics. It's, you know, it's just saying, I don't want it anymore. Don't want it anymore. Don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just something like that. And it's just like, that's all I got to say about it. It's just so melancholy and so smooth. And it's just like, you know, that when the drums come in, like you just vibe to it. There's like, hey, hey, hey. Yeah, just like something like that, you know, in terms of instrumentation. But it is just so vibey, guys. Go listen to it. Sunny Eyed, Slender Bodies. Okay, next song is called Calling Cards by The Brook and The Bluff. So when The Brook and The Bluff, they dropped their EP about a month ago, prior to December. So in November, they dropped an EP called This Could All Go Nowhere, as previously mentioned a couple minutes ago. But this is the song that stood out the most. It's in the key of A major, and it's very up-tempo, and it's... in terms of lyricism, I haven't dove too deep into it yet, but it's just the overall up-tempo-ness, and just like it gets you going, like you want to hear this song live. And the one particular lyric that stands out to me is, when you call again, your voice comes floating through to fill my head. And it's just like, hearing that is like, you can picture it, but you can't. You can picture it, but you can't. It's so weird saying that. But I absolutely love the drums in this. It sounds very, you know, it's very crunchy drums, very crunchy guitar. Like, it almost, you could almost confuse it with a country song at this point because of how it doesn't have a twang in it, but it's just like just that old style rock that they you hear in some country music. But and it's just the fact that if you know the artist, you understand the song. And so, like, if you know the Brook and the Bluff, they make this type of stuff. They hadn't made a song like this though since like they did the album called Yard Sale, where they there's a song called Doobie Bronson, which is like kind of like, it's almost like a Beatles type thing. And they are very heavily influenced by the Beatles. For sure. Like, they definitely are. Like, you can hear it in their music. Especially if you listen to that album, Yard Sale, and their album, First Place. You can hear that old style type of rock. Like, I need to look into what guitar that their main lead singer uses. Because, like, that's the type of thing that I want to get into, definitely. But Calling Cards by The Brook and The Bluff, you guys should definitely go listen to it. This very up-tempo indie rock folk that you will absolutely just, you know, take a drive with, honestly. Okay, and for the next song, we've already talked about this in a separate podcast, so I'm going to keep this very minimal. It is called Kid Again by John Bellion. And, you know, goes without saying, you know, this is, if you're a Bellion fan, you've been waiting for something like this for a long, long time. He hasn't dropped anything for himself. I mean, like, this is the first time he's technically dropped something for himself, but he hasn't wrote any music for himself in terms of being under something, you know, like a label since 2018 when he dropped Glory Sound Prep and Crop Circles. And so just hearing this just was just, it meant the world to me, to a point where, like, I was so glad I was able to do an episode on this song. And John Bellion, I'm looking forward to this year, though, because supposedly the man is dropping an album this year, I think. He stated on the George Janko podcast that he was currently working on an album. I don't know when he is going to drop it. I am going to suspect somewhere during the summer he's probably going to end up dropping it. I don't know if any more music is coming before that, like if he's going to throw down any singles beforehand. I don't know. I'm just ready to hear what this guy's got in store. So Kid Again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, John Bellion, if you're listening to this, cool, dude. Like, congrats on making the list, dude. Seriously. But yeah, those are my three songs. Sunny Eyed by Slender Bodies, Calling Cards by The Brook and the Bluff, and Kid Again by John Bellion. Those are my top three songs that were released this year. And with that, let's go ahead and we're getting close to the end of the episode here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be now talking about who was the artist of the year for me that just, no matter what, the music was there when I needed it. The music was there when I needed it. And then after that, I will state the winners of genre, album, song, and artist. So let's go ahead and start with who is the artist of the year for me. So I had four potentials on this one, and that is being Slender Bodies, Logic, The Brook and the Bluff, and Noah Kahan made this list because, yes, why not? You know, for the reason that I had stated earlier. But this is the artist of the year. So this is the artist that I had been listening to just the whole entire year that just continues to, this artist, you know, just continues to overwhelm my heart with so much nostalgia and so much, you know, positivity, and just keeps me, you know, in line with, like, I want to write music like that one day, you know, like I want to continue to working on my own music. And then like eventually I want to evolve into something like that, because like that stuff right there is what drives me, inspires me, you know, outside of, you know, making connections with people like I've mentioned in the previous podcast. But the artist of the year is going to go to, whether people agree with me or not, whether they have or not dropped a lot of music this year, is going to, it's going to go to The Brook and the Bluff. The Brook and the Bluff has just always been there since 2022 when I discovered them on a drive to Colorado to see my mom. And just like their music is just so healing. It just reminds me of a John Mayer vibe. And it's just that type of music is what I'm into, that indie rock folk stuff that's so up-tempo, so relatable, so healing and soothing. The Brook and the Bluff is my artist of the year for those specific reasons. And just being able to make music that's so seasonal that you can listen to them whenever. Seriously. An honorable mention is going to go to Slender Bodies. If they had dropped that album the year before, or not even the year before, sorry, like a year ago in January of like 2024, they probably would have been number one. I would have scrapped The Brook and the Bluff completely if these guys had dropped that album so much sooner. But here's the thing. It made sense because they dropped this, The Sugar Machine in July to get me prepped for the fall. This is a very fall album, and it was there, and they nailed it, like absolutely nailed it. But it's just that The Brook and the Bluff, like their music was just there for me this for the entire year of 2024. For 2025, I want to expect a lot of things, which we're going to get into here in a little bit, but let's go ahead and nail what was the genre that stood out the most, the album that stood out the most, and the song that stood out the most. So the genre that stood out the most, the genre of the year for me, is going to go to just indie rock. Indie rock, just nail in the coffin, perfect. It was absolutely amazing, you know. There's just so many different radios to listen to with it, with indie rock. It's probably going to be taking over for me for a long time. For the album that stood out the most to me this year, I got to say it was The Sugar Machine by Slender Bodies. Go listen to it, guys. Fall aesthetic album. I'm not going to spoil anything besides what I did for Sunny Eyed, which song of the year will go to Sunny Eyed by Slender Bodies. Thank you guys for throwing in these songs last minute to me, you know, and just this last fall semester, you know, the Sugar Machine and that specific song, which is just, you know, it got me going everywhere. Like, I never got tired of listening to it, and I still don't get tired of listening to it. Like, their music is just so, it's just so smooth and calm, and I just can't wait to hear what they have to offer in the future. So, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our 2024 music recap, and I cannot wait when 2026 hits and we get to recap this current year that's about to happen. It's happening right now, actually. It's January 1st that we're recording this. So here's what to expect in 2025. First thing I'll say, John Bellion, I am really looking forward to hearing what you're going to drop this year, man, because, you know, I'm just going to assume that he is dropping something this year, just based off of the rumors that I've heard. So I'm really excited to listen to what this man has to offer. And then I think something to expect from myself in 2025 is to review a lot of hip-hop, especially in kind of the pre-2010s era, you know, and like even early 2000s and stuff. Like, continue to listen to more music that I haven't really dove into. But definitely, I definitely want to get into new rap that's dropping this year, so that way I can kind of talk about that, kind of needle drop it a little bit. But definitely just explore new genres as well. That's something that I expect from myself, and what I want you guys to expect from me is that I'm going to be talking about a lot, and I mean a lot of different genres, and that's just kind of like the main emphasis for me. And a lot of different albums, new artists and stuff that are popping up, upcoming, you know, SoundCloud rappers, you know, we're still here in that day and age of SoundCloud rappers. We still got them, you know, popping in and out like crazy. So, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Keep in mind that we're going to be having a Patreon page being put up. I know I said that the last couple of episodes, but we're going to get that put up as soon as we can. We just need to make sure that our website's going to be all set up and ready to go. And then, so that way we have what we need to, you know, attach links and all that crazy junk. You know what I mean? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. Peace. The Free Minded Podcast is recorded in Malloy Hall, Room 114, and in the KFHS radio station in Hammond Hall at Fort Hays State University. If you would like to keep up on updates for the podcast, just follow Nathan J. Weiss on Instagram for more updates. Eventually, we will be creating a social media platform for the Free Minded Podcast, so when that is uploaded, we will let all of you know as soon as possible. We will also be opening up a Patreon page to support our creators, because without a little support, the podcast just would not be the same. And I would absolutely love to continue making more amazing and fun episodes for you all. Once again, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, and I will see you in the next one.